Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal judge in the state of Washington has temporarily blocked the Trump travel ban imposed last week. Washington State Attorney General says the judge's ruling puts an immediate stop to the ban. President Trump ordered bans on visa holders from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. He says the measure is necessary to protect the safety of American people from terrorists. United States is imposing new sanctions on 13 individuals and 12 entities linked to Iran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East in light of this week's missile test by Iran. The new sanctions are a culmination of the Trump administration's stance with Tehran following a presidential campaign in which then-candidate Trump said he was willing to do away with the nuclear deal former President Barack Obama and other world leaders negotiated with Iran. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency saying a proposed initiative to create safe zones in Syria for refugees would not work in this country. Filippo Grandi is just back from Syria.
Refugees are people that flee from the places that I have just seen in Syria. And I think I said it very clearly from there. This is where they come from these ruins, from this emptiness, from this. So they should be embraced, they should be received with solidarity and generosity, not identified as carriers of risk, of threat. They're not. These are people that flee from danger. They're not dangerous themselves.
President Trump recently signed an order barring Syrian refugees from the U.S. indefinitely. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials saying an American Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen to protect international waters from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. This comes after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the United States recognizes Japan's administration of the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by China. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Earlier in South Korea, Matt said nuclear attacks by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. During a summit in Malta, European leaders agreed on an action plan to stem the migration flow into Europe along the central Mediterranean route. Donald Tusk is the European Union president.
We have agreed on immediate operational measures that should help reduce the number of irregular migrants and save lives at the same time. We will train, equip, and support the Libyan Coast Guard to stop people smugglers and increase search and rescue operations.
The number of persons dead or missing at sea has surged each year since 2013, hundreds lost already since the beginning of this year. World Health Organization reporting the lives of millions of the 8.8 million people who die every year from cancer could be saved if the disease was diagnosed early. Agency has issued new cancer guidelines in advance of today's World Cancer Day. The WHO's Etienne Krug says a lot can be done to help people who are already diagnosed with cancer.
It does not have to be a death sentence. There's a lot we can do in terms of early diagnosis and screening, in terms of improving treatment, surgery, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and when needed, palliative care.
Krug says cancer for a long time was considered a death sentence. He says that's changing. He says cancer can be prevented by tackling risk factors such as smoking, unhealthy diets, reducing air pollution, and cutting down on alcohol intake. WHO reports that more than 14 million people develop cancer annually. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.